In terms of the pillars of interface design, if you're in a larger organization and or you're doing a larger project, it can be useful to have what are called guideline documents and processes. So that are based on HCI theories and models. So where you have, let's say, an object action model, and you describe the objects and the actions that are being supported. And the point for having these guideline documents and processes that it allows people to be coordinated. Software developers with documentation people and, let's say, even marketing, so that there is a sense that people can communicate and have a shared place where they come and sort of formalize what are the guidelines, what do we, what are the ta what's the task, how do we implement it, and so that you can then also see, are we being consistent and are we complete? Have we covered all the functionality that we said we need to cover, and do we do it in a consistent fashion? So once you have these guideline documents and processes that allows the different players to coordinate their actions, you also need tools to develop a software interface. And so there's a hierarchy, or a, I don't know best how to say it, like a sliding scale of tools in terms of their power and complexity that you can use. And then what you want to do in parallel as you're developing is you want to do what's called expert reviews and usability testing.